This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Investigators have identified the woman hit by a train while in police custody Friday. Platteville police say an officer stopped 20-year-old Yareni Rios Gonzalez south of Greeley after she was accused of a road rage incident involving a gun. She was put in the back of a squad car that was illegally parked on train tracks. Within minutes, a train hit the car. Rios Gonzalez is at a hospital with severe injuries. She's expected to survive. Colorado is expanding its eligibility criteria for the monkeypox vaccine. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The change will now provide protection to Colorado residents before they have high-risk exposures to the monkeypox virus. Many previous categories consider risk factors within the last 14 days. Most new eligibility categories remove that time limit and consider ongoing or potential future risk. People living with HIV are also now eligible for vaccination. The state says it made the changes due to increased vaccine supply from the federal government and to make doses available to people who may benefit from getting advanced protection against monkeypox. The vaccines are now available at some state-run mobile vaccine clinics around Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Pueblo both saw record high temperatures today. The National Weather Service says Colorado Springs hit 91 degrees just after noon. That breaks a record of 90 degrees set in 2016. Pueblo reached 97 degrees just after 3. That topped a record set in 1970. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.